It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, July 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've all done it, right? Started filling out the online form and then bailed. They want my address, my social, my phone number. Ugh. Well, it turns out the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has a big problem with incomplete disability forms online, like hundreds of thousands of them. So what gives? Annie Baxter reports.
About a year and a half ago, the VA launched a web portal for submitting disability claims online. Since then, vets have initiated nearly 450,000 claims electronically. But about 300,000 are just sitting there, and now some have expired. Gerald Minar is with the Veterans of Foreign Wars, or VFW.
What we worry about is that some of these people, having started a claim, may be thinking that they've submitted something to VA, and VA is just taking their time to take action on it, when in fact they haven't completed the application process.
Disability payments can range from about $100 a month to several thousand dollars a month. Robert Reynolds is director of the Benefits Assistance Service with the VA. He says the agency made a big push to move the whole claim system online. Vets may be confused about the process.
This is a huge transformational business change.
Reynolds says the VA is meeting with veteran service organizations today to figure out who opened disability claims online and needs help finishing them. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
LG is one of many tech companies dabbling in the area of wearable technology, but this week's release is kind of interesting. It's a wristband for kids so the parents can track their location and call and also listen. This would not have gone over well in my mischievous middle school era. Might it catch on, though? Our friend and CNET editor-in-chief of reviews, Lindsay Turrentine.
This has this call feature. You can call the wristband and the child can pick up and talk to you, but if they don't answer, it'll connect the call anyway, and you can hear what's going on around your child.
Which is kind of creepy, but also has a certain utility aspect to it that is attractive.
And I know this. I can commiserate. When you can't get in touch with your child or you have a feeling of insecurity about where they are, it's easy to go into full-blown panic mode and imagine all kinds of terrible things that most certainly aren't happening. All of that said, how are you going to get your kid to wear this? This is designed for preschool children through grade school.
Okay.
Preschool children, they'll pretty much do what you say.
Yeah.
A fourth or fifth grader?
They'll be dropping that thing in the fish tank first chance they get.
I think that just from a developmental standpoint, that's a little bit challenging. Kids need to be able to decide who they are and talk about what they want to talk about without the fear that you're listening to them at all times.
Do you think that this might be a successful device? I mean, with a company the size of LG pushing it and marketing it?
I think it could sell in certain groups, in certain areas.
Disney World.
Exactly, right? If you're going to be in a place where you could get separated.
Right.
And you're really anxious about that, this might be a really good solution. On sort of a day-to-day basis, I still think it's going to be kind of a steep climb for total acceptance and probably easier as something that's already built into a product that your child already wants, like an iPhone.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET. Lindsay, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Quick Uber update for you. The ride-hailing app says it is cutting its fare prices to better compete with yellow taxis here in New York City. Also, the New York Attorney General says he's reached a deal with Uber so that the company will not raise its prices during citywide emergencies. I don't think rush hour counts. So are you on Instagram, Vine, Twitter? How many followers you got? As more and more people develop their personal brands on social media first, advertisers and marketers are looking for ways to use people's brands and their followers for a price. But what price? Reporter Tracy Samuelson takes a look.
This is a cute little corner.
Tamara Peterson is better known as
underscore Tamara Peterson.
That's her Instagram handle, where about 70,000 people follow her photos, mostly New York cityscapes. A pair of birds flying in between skyscrapers, a woman striding past a brownstone with an I Love New York bag.
These shadows are beautiful.
Because she has a large and engaged following who regularly like and comment on her feed, companies have paid Peterson to shill for them with her photos.
About $500 to $1,000 a post.
Big brands like Home Depot and smaller ones like Blue Apron, a meal delivery company.
I'm picky about the jobs I take because I want my feed to look a certain way, so I don't take any job.
Instagram is just a hobby, and she doesn't want to quit her day job. On the other hand, Sarah Hopkins, a.k.a. Sayhop, could imagine social media eventually becoming a full-time gig. She's got a bigger following, but only a slightly higher rate. She posts mostly goofy selfies, videos of her dog Chico, and this crazy dolphin voice that she can do.
Hey, Marcy, did you know it's National Dolphin Day?
Across Vine, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, Hopkins has about 350,000 followers. She's a local TV reporter, but she doubles her salary by posting ads on these sites, whether it's a six-second video on Vine or a photo on Instagram.
For Coke, I'm doing two Vines and I think one Instagram post, and it's about $2,800.
Old Navy paid her $2,000 for a Vine and a tweet. So what do her followers say?
You know, it varies between people saying, well, you know what, if you're going to make money off of it, cool, as long as you don't do it every day, all the time.
On a recent paid post, one person commented that he was unfollowing her because of the ad. But the rest of the nearly 40 comments rushed to her defense. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
You can always become one of our followers, by the way, on Twitter at Marketplace Tech and at Facebook.com/Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.